This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, a hope day, and we have made it over halfway through the week. Smile, even though it's kind of a rough day, maybe a bit of a rocky show here for a bit. Put a smile on your face. We're over halfway through the week, and here's what's on tap for tonight. Yes, I'm at some point in time going to make fun of the liberal white woman for kissing Jasmine Crockett's feet, and we'll go over emails and Texas doing good things. We're going to talk about local elections, not my specific one, but why they matter so much. I'll get to all those things in a while, but you know and I know what we have to talk about, what we're going to talk about, what has the anti-communist, the MAGA, the America First movement on fire with rage today. I have not one theory. I have two theories about why these things are happening, what is coming out, and I'm going to get to both of them. One of them may make you feel better, probably will. The other one will undoubtedly horrify you and make you feel worse. But what am I talking about? Just in case you haven't been paying attention to the news, you haven't been on social media, Trump's full comments to Laura Ingraham about foreign workers, H-1B workers coming into the country. They are going like wildfire across the nation today. So let's listen to what he said.
Well, first of all, I think, and I know the H-1B very well, and it's something that I frankly use, and I shouldn't be allowed to use. We shouldn't have it. Very, very bad for workers. And
oh, wait, that was Donald Trump from a while ago. That was the wrong one. Let's go to Donald Trump's comments with Laura Ingraham about these foreign workers.
You see some big tech companies where they'll lay off 9,000 workers and then they'll apply for a bunch of overseas visas. And I sort of wonder, that doesn't totally make sense to me.
The math doesn't.
That displacement and that math worries me a bit. And what the president has said, he said very clearly, we want the very best and the brightest to make America their home. We want them to build great companies and so forth. But I don't want companies to fire 9,000 American workers and then to go and say, we can't find workers here in America.
Wait, that was the wrong clip too. Let's go to Trump's comments on Laura Ingraham. What did he have to say?
This idea that American citizens don't have the talent to do great things, that you have to import a foreign class of servants and professors to do these things, I just reject that. I actually think we invest in our own people. We can do a lot of good.
That was the wrong one, too. Let's go to what Trump did actually say to Laura Ingraham.
H-1B visa thing will not be a big priority for your administration, because if you want to raise wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands
of foreign
workers.
I agree, but you also do have to bring in talent.
We don't have talented people here. You don't have certain talents, and people have to learn.
You can't take people off an unemployment line and say, I'm going to put you into a factory where we're going to make missiles.
We don't have the talent. We can't learn. If you don't have a job, we can't put you in a factory and teach you how to work it. All right. So what did I show up to today? I don't even know what the total number is. I did read them all. I showed up to emails like this. Bronco, 600,000 Chinese students, H-1Bs, and wealth redistribution. What a crappy 24 hours. The entire year has been in service to his donors. I'm at the point where I won't care if he's impeached, removed, indicted, and sent to prison. I'll have another one. I mean, I have so many. Hey, Jesse, no more Cope. The 90s Democrat that is Trump is thumbing his nose at the base and embracing the immigration and globalist whims of his donors and the lobbyists is destroying his presidency. The die is cast. So this is not what I voted for. I'm going to stop. I'm not going to read all these, but this is what I showed up to today. Your white hot anger at Trump's, well, one of the worst interviews, maybe the worst interview he's ever given. So, like I said, I have two working theories about what is happening right now. Let me go with the first one that might make you feel better. Parts of it may offend you, and I don't care if they do, but it might make you feel better, all right? And keep in mind, it wasn't just Trump was sitting down with Laura Ingraham saying things like this. We have DHS Secretary Kristi Noem going on the news and at the same time, almost as if it's coordinated, saying things like this.
Now, we're going to keep using our visa programs. We're just going to make sure that they have integrity, that we're actually doing the vetting of the individuals who come into this country, that they want to be here for the right reasons, that they're not supporters of terrorists and organizations that hate America. And that's what I think is so remarkable is under the Trump administration, we've sped up our process and added integrity to the visa programs, to green cards, to all of that. But also more people are becoming naturalized under this administration than ever before. More people are becoming citizens.
What? What did you just say? More people becoming citizens than ever before. By the way, it's not just Trump, not just Kristi Noem. This is becoming a pattern, Scott Bissett.
Again, we can't snap our fingers and say, you're going to learn how to build ships overnight. We want to bring semiconductor industry back to the U.S. There are going to be big facilities in Arizona. So I think the president's vision here is to bring in overseas workers where these jobs went.
Who have skills.
Who have the skills. 3, 5, 7 years to train the U.S. workers. Then they can go home. The U.S. workers fully take over.
We're going to bring them here. And then after they're done training us stupid Americans without any skills or talent, then they'll go home. Of course, anyone who knows anything about illegal immigration understands actually a large percentage of the illegals in this country are visa overstays. They don't go home. Visa expires. They stay right here. Now, let's go to my theory that I hope I'm correct about. I hope I'm correct about. First, let's discuss Donald Trump, what his belief system actually is, but what are his stances on things? Now, here's the thing. Donald Trump was a businessman, is a businessman. You knew Donald Trump long before he got into politics. A tough-talking New York businessman, real estate deals. He's doing his apprentice show. He's firing people. He's Donald Trump. He's larger than life. He's in the movies. He's Donald Trump. You knew who he was. Always that guy. And not some hardcore anti-communist at all. Really a registered Democrat, but a New York Democrat. Not one of these crazy commies by any means. But a registered Democrat. Gave money to Democrats. It's kind of what he was. But he was also a man, has always been a man who understood the dangers of China. He is a man who has understood for a very long time and spoken out for a very long time about the dangers of illegal immigration. We all remember how he launched his presidential bid 10 years ago. He comes down the escalator and gives a speech. It's common now, so it's kind of baked into the cake. But back then, it was not common. He got up and he gave a speech and he said, these people coming in from Mexico, these are a bunch of drug dealers and criminals and rapists, and we got to stop it. Republican politicians did not have the stones to talk like that back when Donald Trump gave that speech. And because of that speech, that kind of tough talk on immigration, that is what launched Donald Trump to the front of that presidential race. And he's never looked back since, stomping everybody because of that speech. Because the right, you and me, we were so hungry. We are so hungry for anyone to stop handing our country away to foreigners. America belongs to Americans. Canada belongs to Canadians. France belongs to Frenchmen. That is how nations are supposed to work. We have watched for decades while politicians have handed our country away to foreigners, collaborating with businesses. And we're sick of it. We're sick of all the amnesty crap. And so when you hear a guy like Donald Trump step up and say, Mexico, they're sending rapists and drugs. Just that little bit of refreshing honesty without apology. It was like being really thirsty and someone handed you a glass of ice water. Oh, that is so refreshing. Thank you. Thank you. He spoke a plain truth everyone knew, but no politician had the guts to say. And because of that, so many said, yes, finally, our champion. But maybe we lost sight of a couple things. And trust me, this will make you feel better in the end, my little theory. Before we move on to those other things, Chalk will make you feel better. Make you feel a lot better. Chalk is natural herbal supplements. I think anybody who's lived through the past 5 years in this country has learned to mistrust our traditional medical institutions and medical advice. Why do I take a male vitality stack from Chalk every day? It's not just because it has me full of pep with my mind working well. Chalk helps me avoid the doctor's office. I feel good. I'm not dragging. I'm not getting sick all the time. Chalk makes me feel good. 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days. Got 70, 80-year-old men emailing the show telling me how they feel like a new person. Do you want to experience that? Ladies, they have stuff for you too. Female vitality stacks. Go to chalk.com/Jesse and give it a try. chok.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday, a hump day. And you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you're just joining us, we are addressing the comments that Trump made about how we, American, well, I mean, I'll play it again. Here they are.
H-1B visa thing will not be a big priority for your administration, because if you want to raise wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands
agree,
of foreign
but
workers.
You also do have to bring in talent.
We have plenty of talented people here.
No, you don't.
You don't have
certain talents, and people have to learn. You can't take people off an unemployment line and say, I'm going to put you into a factory where we're going to make missiles.
Yeah. So let's discuss this. You, I don't know if you know this or realize this, but you are way more hardcore anti-communist than Donald Trump is. He's got more power than me or you. He probably has more charisma than me or you. And he has been wonderful for the America First movement and deserves all kinds of credit for getting it rolling. But you have always been more hardcore than he is. He listens, though. Sometimes, because he's not a traditional conservative or anti-communist like you, sometimes he has ideas that are freaking horrible, dumb, just bad. But he listens. Do you remember? Obviously, you remember COVID. You remember that horrible clot shot and everything else. You remember all that. And do you remember when Donald Trump was rolling out his second, well, his third presidential campaign, gearing up to run again in 2024? Started making the rounds, doing rallies, doing interviews. And he would get up on stage. Here he was sitting down with Bill O'Reilly, and he would say things like this about the vaccine.
Both the president and I are vaxxed, and did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it too.
Okay, so...
There's a very tiny group over there.
It was hard to hear, but they started booing. The crowd started booing. I don't know if you know this, but he tried this more than once at rallies. He would get up and he'd talk about how great Warp Speed was, how great the vax was, and every time he did it, he would get booed. Now, here's what you may not know. Donald Trump pulled friends, family, and advisors aside and said to them, I don't understand. They love me. They love my rallies. They love everything we're saying. Why am I getting booed whenever I bring up the vaccine? And it was explained to him probably all the things you think about it. People were fired over it. People were injured over it. People died over it. This is not a popular thing you did. So whether or not you love it is frankly unimportant. Stop bragging about it and stop talking about it because the people don't like it. Stop. So he didn't have the correct position on that. To this day, he doesn't have the correct position on that. He wants to brag about it. He loves it. To this day, he doesn't. But he stays relatively quiet about it. Why? Because of you. Because you are more hardcore than he is. You always have been. He is the beginning. Remember, the next one will be more hardcore than him. And then a while after that, it'll be more hardcore than him. He's not the end. He's the beginning. And to his credit, he listens. We need the mass deportation of foreigners. We do not need a single more illegal. And we don't need a single more legal. We don't need more H-1Bs. We don't need fewer jobs for Americans and more jobs for foreigners who then turn around and hire only other foreigners. This is a terrible idea. It's terrible policy. And by the way, it's absolutely putrid to say the American people don't have the talent to do these jobs, especially when you're referencing freaking factory jobs.
H-1B visa thing will not be a big priority for your administration, because if you want to raise wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of foreign workers.
You also do have to bring in talent.
We don't have certain talents and people have to learn.
You can't take people off an unemployment line and say, I'm going to put you into a factory where we're going to make missiles.
Do you know who built all those tanks and planes and bombs and bullets in World War II? Who actually physically built them? Women. Women who had never worked in a factory ever. The men had to go off to war. Women, patriotically and wonderfully, had no other choice but to step up to support the war effort, step into a factory. You were just a school teacher. You were just a stay-at-home mom. You were just a this. You were a that. They had to put on their jeans and step into a factory, having never done that labor in their lives, and they had to be trained there. Hey, this is how you make planes. It's important you do. And they did. Completely untrained, completely unprepared, America's women stepped up like freaking saints and patriots, immediately were trained. We put out everything from those factories in large part because of women, untrained ones, doing the work. The American people are plenty talented. The American people can be trained. So where is my theory? Believe me, this is the good one. How's this going to make you feel better at all? I'll tell you next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So, time for my good theory that will probably make you feel better about why we are suddenly getting this messaging from Trump, from Kristi Noem, from Scott Bessent about how important it is that we get more foreigners in here. Because you're too stupid. You don't have the talent. We need these foreigners. Why are we getting this messaging? Well, we'll get to that specifically, but my good part of the theory is this. Donald Trump listens when the base gets angry about things he says or does, and he changes course. I believe this could possibly be a trial balloon by the Trump administration. I believe the Trump administration has a bunch of very big business interests around it, as any administration would. Those are going to be your big donors. Those are going to be your big billionaire fancy advisors. And big businesses love cheap foreign labor, and they hate hiring Americans. Much better to grab some foreigner. You can pay pennies on the dollar. It's terrible for the country, but they love it. It's great for their bottom line. Those people surround Donald Trump. They're in his ear. More H-1Bs, more H-1Bs, more foreigners, more foreigners, more foreigners. Donald Trump deploys his administration, himself, Bessent, deploys them to the news to float this one out there and see how the base reacts to it. I believe the anger they are hearing today, they are feeling today, from Trump hardcores, it's not like it's a bunch of never Trumpers out there. From Trump hardcores, the administration is hearing it. I think there's a chance this was a trial balloon that you popped with your anger today. That's what I think. That's one theory. Now, just sit down and get ready. Now for the theory that I think may make you feel really bad. It makes me feel very bad, and I'm very concerned that this theory is the accurate one, all right? Do you remember how odd it was how Trump, all of a sudden, almost out of nowhere, started to shout down any discussion of the Jeffrey Epstein stuff? This is not going to be about Epstein. This is an example. Just stay with me. You remember, it was almost out of the blue. We were always told the Epstein files are coming. I have the file on my desk. We're going to release it. We're going to expose all this. You remember all of it. And there was never a peep, really, from Trump about it. And then out of the blue, completely unprompted, we started getting stuff like this. You remember this?
Can you say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape on the night set?
Yeah, sure.
Could I just interrupt for
sure.
One second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. Yeah. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind.
It wasn't a one-off. Almost as if someone snapped their fingers in front of his face and he was coming out of or going into hypnosis, and he started just immediately, shut up! What are you talking about Epstein for? Everyone,
shut up!
Stop talking about this! Move on! Whoa, we were all a little taken aback. Where's this coming from? What's going on? Well, what was going on? Well, here's what was going on. I don't know about the specifics of it, but it's obvious now from things we've heard and things we've learned what was going on. There wasn't necessarily a file, a piece of paper, lining out every rich, powerful man who is a pedophile. There were a bunch of files, a bunch of papers, a bunch of flight logs, a bunch of people who either did business or nefarious business with Jeffrey Epstein. There's a bunch of stuff to it. And Donald Trump reacted that way at that time because he knows things before you will know them or before I will know them. That's just part of being president. And he was trying to get out ahead of something. He was trying to prep the ground for something. What is that something? I told you what my theory was at the time, and that has since proven to at least be partially true. My theory was that Donald Trump never did anything inappropriate with these young girls, but his name was in those files because he runs in the billionaire world, and that's a small world, and they were going to have dealings together, and he knew his name was coming out. And that has turned out to be true. And by the way, he didn't do anything wrong with Jeffrey Epstein. There's no evidence of that, no indication of that whatsoever, but he knew his name was coming. Another part of this theory could be he knew that friends' names were coming, maybe in not such a flattering light. Donald Trump, is every time we see more Trump documents in there, he gets more and more exonerated. Maybe there's a friend who doesn't look quite as shiny and new as Donald Trump does. Maybe there's a business associate, a large donor. Maybe there's something. Either way, Donald Trump launches into an unprompted tirade about it several times. It wasn't just once. He went off about it on social media, screamed at any Republican who was wanting it released. Today, reportedly, and this has been confirmed, I believe, by now, Lauren Boebert, congresswoman out of Colorado, was called in front of the boss because she's pushing to have the files released. To this day, they have started to tell everybody they can about the whole thing.
Shut up.
Why launch into this tirade?
Can you see why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape on the night of the set?
Yeah, sure.
If hey, I Pam, could I just interrupt
sure.
for a second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas?
What are you talking about? Shut up and move on. He was trying to get out in front of something. Now for the hard part. You remember I told you about the people around Donald Trump, and this is going to be the same for any presidential administration. What we always want, what we crave, at least what I've always craved, is, I know it sounds cliche, a people's champion. We want somebody who cares about you and me, not McDonald's and Facebook and Google, and Ford, and Chevy. We got that. And that's, you don't have to be anti-business or anti-corporation. What we have always craved is a people's champion, somebody who cares about us. And Donald Trump, historically, has shown that he does, if not care for you or me, doesn't have disdain for you and me. Why was that? Do you remember the McDonald's photo op? Almost everyone who paid attention to the campaign remembers it. Donald Trump was up in the polls. He was up in the polls. It looked like he was going to win. Then one day out of the blue, Donald Trump drops his jacket, shows up at a McDonald's, throws on a McDonald's apron. He's putting fries in the McDonald's boxes, and he's handing out meals to people through the drive-through window. Was it a political stunt? Oh my gosh, of course it was. But it was endearing in a way, wasn't it? I don't care if it was a photo op. I don't care if it was a half hour, 45 minutes. For a half hour, 45 minutes, he wasn't above doing what you either do now or did in your youth. He wasn't above it and wanted to show you he wasn't above it. What was that stunt? What was it in reality? That was a I'm your people's champion stunt. That's what that was. I'm not too good for you. I'm not too good to do the things you've done. That's what that was. But presidential administrations have a very difficult time staying that way. I'll give you the ugly part of my theory next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. You can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, whatever you would like, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So now for my bad theory. I had two theories. I already gave you the first one. Maybe Trump's floating a trial balloon out about how we got to have more H-1Bs just to see how you'll react. You've been furious all day. Maybe they back off now. Now for the other part of it. Donald Trump thinks in grand ways. Men like that do. That's going to be almost impossible for someone like me or someone like you to fully understand. I'm not a billionaire. I've never been president. My name isn't on buildings. It's just guys like that think bigger than normal people like us think. You know, Elon Musk, you know what my goals are? I want to eat Red Lobster. That's what I want. Elon Musk wants to go to Mars. He's currently coming up with a plan for humans to live underground in Mars. We don't think the same. Donald Trump is one of those guys. Donald Trump is in his final run at the presidency. But wait, it's actually worse than that. Donald Trump is a year away, if we're being realistic, from losing control of the House of Representatives. You know it and I know it. He is. We will try to mitigate those losses through our hard work. Don't get me wrong. But Democrats are probably going to have the House in a year from now. Donald Trump, like every single American president, wants a signature piece of legislation. And they all get one, all of them. Maybe some good, some bad. Lots of it's bad. Really, most of it's bad. Obamacare, Inflation Reduction Act, you know, these stupid, large, horrible pieces of legislation. Donald Trump understands that after, if I'm correct, if Democrats take the House at the midterms, and they likely will, he's not getting any legislation of any kind through. He's officially a lame duck president when it comes to laws for 2 years. He has 1 year left. Now, what kind of majorities do we have? We don't have 60 votes in the Senate. That's why the government just shut down. You need 60 votes to pass laws. We don't have those 60 votes. We don't have a big majority in the House. We have a majority. It's a very, very thin majority in the House. In fact, what reinforces the theory I'm about to lay out there is the fact that Donald Trump has been screaming at the top of his lungs to end the filibuster, which makes a lot of people uncomfortable. What if we do that? What will Democrats do? But why is this all of a sudden something he's freaking out about? I'm here to tell you, Donald Trump wants a piece of legislation. Something he can hang around his neck as they carve his face on Mount Rushmore. Don't laugh. That's how people like that think. They're different than us. That's how they think. Donald Trump has a year to get that legislation through. So, what if this is the case? And I want to make sure I shout this so we're very clear on it. I have not had rumors come into my ear about this. What I am noticing is a pattern. I'm noticing a pattern that the administration is trying to sell foreign labor. Kristi Noem's talking about it. Donald Trump's talking about it. Scott Bessent's talking about it. My theory is he wants an immigration bill. And it's not going to be one you like. What kind of immigration bill could possibly pass the House with such a narrow majority and pass the Senate when we are going to need Democrat votes for it? What sort of an immigration bill would it be? Well, when I said immigration bill, I hope you weren't thinking 50,000 more ICE agents and a 100-foot wall with a moat and alligators on the border. Oh, there may be just a little bit of that. But if you're going to get the demonic communists to sign on to any kind of an immigration bill, it's going to be horrific. It's going to contain things that are going to make you want to vomit in a trash can. My bad theory, and I pray to God I'm wrong, is that Trump is currently prepping the ground for an immigration bill that is going to make you want to punch through a window. I notice patterns. You notice patterns. We're not stupid people. In a 24-hour span, all of these things happen.
H-1B visa thing will not be a big priority for your administration, because if you want to raise wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands
agree,
of foreign
but
workers.
You also do have to bring in talent. When
well, we
a
have
country
plenty of talented people
no,
here.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
We don't have talented being, people
no,
here.
No, you don't have certain talents, and people have to learn. You can't take people off an unemployment line and say, I'm going to put you into a factory where we're going to make missiles.
This.
Now, we're going to keep using our visa programs. We're just going to make sure that they have integrity, that we're actually doing the vetting of the individuals who come into this country, that they want to be here for the right reasons, that they're not supporters of terrorists and organizations that hate America. And that's what I think is so remarkable, is under the Trump administration, we've sped up our process and added integrity to the visa programs, to green cards, to all of that. But also, more people are becoming naturalized under this administration than ever before. More people are becoming citizens.
And this.
You're going to see substantial announcements over the next couple of days in terms of things we don't grow here in the United States. You know, coffee being one of them. Banana.
That's the wrong one. This.
Again, we can't snap our fingers and say, you're going to learn how to build ships overnight. We want to bring semiconductor industry back to the U.S. There are going to be big facilities in Arizona. So I think the president's vision here is to bring in overseas workers where these jobs went.
Who have skills.
Who have the skills. 3, 5, 7 years to train the U.S. workers. Then they can go home. The U.S. workers fully take over.
I think interests around Donald Trump who are not people's champions, I think they are in his ear. I think every time he proposes reductions to illegal immigration and legal immigration, his phone blows up with billionaires telling him how badly they need 20,000 more Indians and not American workers at all. And I think in an effort to get a piece of legislation passed, maybe it won't be legislation, maybe it'll be some disastrous just executive order, I think he's planning on doing something that's probably going to make you angry. There, I'm going to drop it, and I'm going to pray I'm wrong. We're going to move on and hopefully not discuss this anymore. Before we do that, I want to talk to you. Speaking of Americans, I tell you about Byrna launchers. Did you know they're hand-assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana? Did you know that not only will these things save your life, they've already saved lives of my listeners, these things, they have worked very, very hard to make sure they source almost every part of it in America. It's not just that they're hand-assembled here. Their goal is 100% every component sourced in America. How many companies out there are making an effort like that to care about American jobs, American work? Byrna is. Legal in all 50 states. It'll stop a bad man from hurting you very badly. Legal, no permit required. All you have to do is go to Byrna.com/Jesse. That's BYRNA. Byrna.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
About something about a comedic tone.
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.